thank you so much for tuning in to Love on Air. Once again, this is Ariana Shaloub and my guest Theo Marvin, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Ending it off with some Green Day, here's Holiday.
Putting grapes back. Good afternoon. This is To Whom It May Concern. My name is Sebastian, and I'm here with Charlie.
Yes,
and
you're
listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song was Golden Hours by Brian Eno from his Quintessential album.
Quintessential. I listened to
Another Green World.
Yeah, I listened to it on the plane on a winter break vacation. Very good.
We were just talking about stuff we'd been listening to on the plane over, or for Charlie on the train, on our trips back to the Tufts campus.
Yes.
And Another Green World happens to be one of my favorite albums of all time. Amazing blend of glam rock and pop and ambient music. All the good stuff. So, yeah. Up next, we're probably just going to keep playing some more Brian Eno songs. I'm going to play something a little bit more ambient for us next. I'm going to play Deep Blue Day from the album Apollo. So, enjoy. Thank you.
cheetah with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am a world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. Honey, gotta help me, please. In the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Honey, gotta strike me blind. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, penetrate my mind. And I'm the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching, searching to destroy. Forgotten boy, the one who's searching only to destroy. In the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Mother gotta strike me blind. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, penetrate my mind. And I am the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching, searching to destroy. The world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching, searching to destroy. Forgotten boy, forgotten boy, forgotten boy.
All right, so right as we put on that Brian Eno song, Charlie was telling me, you know, I'm tired. Like, the cold brew that I had this morning is just wearing off, and I need to wake up, and this is not helping. So
he helped me a little bit with some of those songs.
I tried to help out with the last two songs. First, we had Can This Be by Wipers from their 1981 album, Youth of America, one of the ones I listened to over break. Great album. And then we had Search and Destroy by Iggy and the Stooges, off the album Raw Power. Great album.
That was a good one. I like that one.
Very energizing. So we're going to continue down that. Charlie picked out a record that we had cataloged today. We were doing some logging right before this show. So we came across this and it sounded cool. So
yeah, last show we did this thing where we kind of picked out a random record we thought looked cool. And there's this one we saw, and we read the back of it. It's the stickers. The song is Party on the Streets of New York. And it's got a... wish you could see the cover. It's very cool. It says on the back, it's dedicated to the spirit of graffiti artist Michael Stewart, who was beaten to death by New York City transit police for spray painting on the subway. Which... that was pretty intense. And I don't know... do you think he made this cover? Do you think...
I don't know. Maybe it was Michael Stewart's art.
That would be. If it is, this is pretty cool art. And I'm very sad that he passed away, although that was 1983. But this one goes out to Michael Stewart.
Michael Stewart, if you're listening.
If you're listening to this. So here, we're going to play the record right off the vinyl. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
Come to be part of the American dream. I say,
pretty awesome. All right. Anyways, right after that, we played that song, The Party on the Streets of New York, which I love. I love that. That was cool. That was pretty awesome. Love that. It's so sad. I was telling Sebastian this. I was so sad that all these, because there's just like one of the records we found that like looked really awesome that we'd play, but they just get shoved in the shelves and forgotten about forever.
To be never discovered.
Never discovered. We're doing our part. What were those other songs that we?
Well, after that was your song Black Mariah. Tell us about that one.
Oh yeah, I was just today actually finishing up listening to that Todd Rundgren album, which I thought was pretty cool. Kind of whole thing's kind of Steely Dan-esque, I guess. Never heard of it before, but I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed that song. Yeah.
Something, anything. Right after that, we had another song by The Replacements called Bastards of Young. I kind of just chose it, another song, just kind of wake you up. I guess that's sort of the theme we've got going for today. Just
we're kind of overcorrecting. We're overcorrecting a little bit.
It's been a bit of an eclectic mix this hour. We didn't really come in with a plan, but, you know, we're figuring out as we go. Yeah. But now it is it's time for a PSA from Charlie. Charlie, what do you have to say?
Well, I have a question for you, actually, if you don't mind. Are you annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport?
Yes.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Tell Big me time?
About it.
Big time?
Big time.
Well, you know, our towns west of Boston are affected greatly by increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. That means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on four narrow paths over specific sacrificial... Is that... I'm not good with big words. Neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result.
Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters the most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. This has been a public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
You know, I think I might just do that, actually. I don't know much about the noise over Logan Airport, but it seems like a good cause.
No one likes too much noise.
Well, sometimes noise is good.
But not always.
Not always.
Not though. In this case.
Not all the time. That's the difference. Logan Airport. Stupid airport. Okay, well, anyway.
What do you got next for us, Charlie?
Some Frank Zappa. Ooh. Love that. Let's hear it.
Little Umbrellas, Frank Zappa from Hot Rats.
We'll be right back.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Two Frank Zappa songs back to back. That first one was off of Hot Rats, which is the only album of his I've listened to, which is a shame after hearing the second song, which is
That was Apostrophe.
Apostrophe.
Another one of his albums. Great albums. Got some funny songs on it, like Don't Eat the Yellow Snow and A Nuke Rubs It. Some classics. Frank Zappa songs.
All-time classics.
You know? Yeah.
Anyway, I was just out of curiosity, I'll say. I did some more research on this this Plain Noise PSA we did a little bit about. Apparently this was like a problem back in 2013 where it all started, where they like rerouted the plane routes to kind of go over like the Medford Somerville area. And you got a lot of like noise from that and stuff. And I was like, well, that was so long ago, that must not still be a problem. But apparently Reddit is telling me, I get my sources from Reddit. Reddit is telling me
most reliable, the voice of the people,
that 5 months ago they did like construction stuff, because I feel like this isn't a problem that I've like heard a lot, but apparently 5 months ago they were doing like construction stuff on the runway, so they didn't fly the planes over Somerville as much. But then 2 months ago they finished up the construction and they started doing that all again. Apparently it's become more of a problem. I mean, I'll be honest, I still don't really hear the plane. Maybe that's because I'm from New York and I don't hear much. I kind of zone out of the loud sounds when I'm sleeping and whatnot. But I don't know. Apparently, it's still a problem. And that's a shame. 10 years.
11 years.
11 years now of airplane noises over Somerville and Medford. We got to get those noise complaints. I'm gonna open my ears up and I'm going to be on the lookout for those plane noises. And when I hear a plane, I'm filing a complaint with the whoever they are.
Yeah, keep those ears open, Medford.
They will be.
Alright, so that last song was pretty cool, just like a long like jam out groove type of thing. And Frank Zappa has got like a cool blend of like jazz and rock, especially on Hot Rats. So this next song is another kind of like jazz fusion type of song. It's more of a mix of like flamenco and rock and jazz. It's Al Di Meola, Mediterranean Sundance.
Whoa,
it's a pretty awesome song. It's some, like super fast. If you listen to Al Di Meola, you know he's like the crazy like god of guitar technique. He can pick like 200 beats per minute. So we hope you enjoy this next song, Mediterranean Sundance. Thank you.
shall we play today?
What game shall we play today? That was Chick Corea from his band Return to Forever off their self-titled album, Return to Forever, from 1972, I believe. That was another jazz fusion song, kind of like Latin upbeat influence. Chick Corea, he was a pretty important jazz pianist in both classical, kind of like jazz type stuff, and also in fusion, probably more in fusion than... kind of like your straight on jazz. He passed away pretty recently, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Chick Corea. He formed the band Return to Forever, which is a like pretty essential like fusion band, and Aldi Mula was in that band. He was on that last song we played before, that one, Mediterranean Sundance. So that's why I played that last song. So for our last song, we're going to switch it up, but before that, this is To Whom It May Concern with Charlie and Sebastian, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So we've got one more song before we sign off for tonight, so I'll let you introduce it, Charlie.
Yeah, we do. So sad to go. This last song is a Jeff Buckley cover. All the covers by him are good. The cover master, as they say. It's a cover of an Edith Piaf song, French, although he sings it in English. But I think the song's originally in French. I don't know what the deal is with that, but it's a very, very beautiful song, and a good farewell song. So excited for you to hear it. Let's hear it.
All right. Peace out, Medford.
Ago when I was small, oh. all summer long it had a fair, wonderful fair with swings and all. I used to love my little square, and at the close of every day I could be found dancing around a merry-go-round that used to play. My little fair, maybe it's